With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A bike trail that would connect St. Germain and Eagle River took a major step forward last week. The town of Cloverland received a $1.3 million grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to help build Phase 1 of the river trail. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
When completed, the 10-mile river trail would connect the end of the Heart of Vilas County Trail in St. Germain. It's the end of the Three Eagle Trail in Eagle River along the Highway 70 corridor. Laura Van Valkenburg is the president of the Great Headwaters Trails Foundation, which has been working to make the trail a reality.
So anybody who is riding on the Heart of Vilas bike trail system in St. Germain and hits that point where the trail ends today would see signs directing them to follow Old Highway 70. It's a very low-use road. It's a safe road for biking, beautiful road. And then when it hits new Highway 70, it will then become an off-road paved trail, which will be absolutely beautiful.
The $1.3 million the town of Cloverland received will cover 80% of Phase 1 costs. Great Headwaters Trails Foundation has committed to raising the funds to cover the rest, on top of covering the cost of the engineering design work. Phase 1 will include signage along Old Highway 70 and then the 1.9 miles of paved off-road trail from there.
Our businesses up here, you know, they really, really rely on tourism, and we need to look at all ways we can increase that. But it's not just for the tourists. I think about all of us that live here that want to have safe places, easy access to get out there and enjoy the Northwoods, how important that is. Places that you can ride or walk that are not on a shoulder of a road, that provide you with safe, easy trails to get to. And that's what I think people are really excited about and want to see happen.
Work is expected to start in 2029 when the funding comes through. Great Headwaters Trails is still fundraising for this phase and the other 6+ miles of trail they'll need to complete the river trail. You can learn more about that fundraising effort at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. One of their major fundraising rides is coming up this Saturday, September 12th. The September ride takes bicyclists on the Three Eagle Trail between Tribute Brewing and the Three Lakes Winery. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
For many, the Labor Day weekend marks a changing of the season. In the Lakeland area, locals gathered along Highway 51 to wave goodbye to tourists heading south at the end of the long weekend. Laura Stein-Dahlstrom is the owner of the Nest Bar and Grill.
This is what we call our wave party, but we consider it a gratitude party for all of the tourists that come up here that keep us all in business.
Mike and Amy Hardy, owners of A&M UTV Rentals, think it's important to thank those who provided business over the summer months.
So our UTV business just skyrockets during this time of year. I mean, these people that come up here are the ones that pretty much sustain and keep so many businesses in business.
Amy Hardy said the Northwoods has a lot to offer.
There's so many things to do, from boating, golfing, ATVing, UTVing, hunting, fishing. I mean, it's got something for everyone.
The Wisconsin Department of Tourism reported that in the 2025 tourism season, Oneida County had a record $408 million in economic impact. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Summer may be nearing an end, but ticks are still out there. The Vilas County Health Department recommends checking yourself for ticks every day. That goes for your pets as well. If you find one, remove it right away. Aspirus nurse practitioner Bruce Anderson says you can reduce your risk of picking up a tick outside.
Wear socks that are high and pants that are tucked in if you're in long grass to hopefully prevent some of the tick bites. Also, bug spray is helpful to prevent insects from biting, and wearing longer shirts, you know, long sleeve shirts, that sort of thing, can help prevent insects from biting.
If you do find a tick attached, Anderson says to remove it carefully.
Try and remove the tick without breaking the body at all or leaving the head or jaws in. If you cannot get it and you come to the clinic, we can most often remove the tick without causing the tick to break.
Anderson says many patients visit the clinic shortly after discovering a tick bite. Seeing patients early gives providers the opportunity to determine whether preventative treatment for Lyme disease is appropriate. Wisconsin's bear season opens tomorrow. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 15,000 licenses were available for this bear season. More than 34,000 hunters applied. Over 106,000 people opted to purchase a preference point to improve their chances of getting a license in the future. The bear season runs until October 13th. Just over 3,700 bears were harvested last season. Wisconsin's Department of Children and Families Secretary has left that post. Jeff Pirtle originally joined the administration of Governor Tony Evers in 2019. Pirtle said he knew the department will be set up for continued success. Deputy Secretary Nadia Perez-Reeves will serve as acting administrator. Evers is not seeking re-election. His term ends January 4th. New Canadian tariffs are set to go into effect this week, matching those already put in place by the Trump administration. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, the dairy industry is at the center of tensions between the two countries and will likely feel some of the biggest impacts of the new tariffs.
Powdered milk and whey are among the American dairy products facing added tariffs from Canada. The dairy supply chains between the two countries are tightly interwoven, according to Karen Geffert. She's chief policy officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, which represents farms across the U.S. If sales to Canada decline, Geffert says it will take time for domestic milk processors to find a new buyer.
That backup of the supply chain is real, and that will have a negative effect on price.
Increased access for U.S. dairy exports has long been a sticking point in trade talks between the two countries. Geffert says farmers want to see more transparency in trade from Canada, but the primary goal is to get back to a stable trade relationship. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.